Chizuko lui fait signe et s'approche sans se presser. Sadako pousse un soupir. Si seulement son ami pouvait marcher un peu plus vite. « Non, mais quelle tortue !» lui crie-t-elle.
« Comment c'est possible, ça? L'univers a viré fou? Des points brillants et argentés virevoltent devant mes yeux. Respire, Viola, respire, ça va passer. »
« Does she want to make it? She hasn't decided. Nine strikes her as a little young to start trading in on your looks. Although, if she chooses to believe the guy from the modeling agency, nine verges on decrepitude. »
Les barrières sont les collisions les plus fréquentes au Manitoba. Sachez donc vous tenir à distance, car vous avez besoin de tout votre espace. C'était un message de la Société d'assurance publique du Manitoba.
They seek greater opportunity, inspire, and always rise to the challenge. The names you trust at sale prices you won't believe at Castle Furniture and Appliance. Don't wait. Sail on for a limited time only at Castle Furniture. Come in between 9 and 11 this Sunday and make no payment till 2001.
Page 96. Pas moyen de savoir à quoi il ressemble sans cet accoutrement. L'illusion est parfaite, tellement que je n'arrive pas à être sûre s'il s'agit ou non du frère de Valérie, moi qui croyais être fixée ce soir. Dans le groupe, tout le monde est mort de rire. Félix, Cédric et moi rions un peu moins.
Chapter 10. It's Friday night, 9:30. Rachel is lying on the porch sofa, listening to Evanescence. The iPod is Mika's, as is the penlight she's waving around. She directs the beam at her feet. After almost an entire week, her nail polish is still perfect, not a single chip. Inside, at his dining room table, Mika marks exam papers. Rachel can see the top of his head and his white hair, his flaxen hair, flitting up in the breeze from the rotating fan. Her mother is at the motel and won't be back until late because Bernie Silver is on holiday, so she's playing his sets. At 10 o'clock, her mother is going to call. Rachel can't decide whether or not she'll talk to her. Felix was the one who knocked over the lemonade, but her mother blamed her for putting the glass on a pile of books, and then she wouldn't let her help clean up.